he's had his part of that. I took him over to Ole Miss. And he's going to finish over there. Otherwise, he's going to get his education over there. And they wouldn't leave him alone. Next thing, he's going to come home and marry. Well, he called me. Called his mama. The mama won't come home. So I went over there. And he come down like a little yellow dog out of the dormitory. So Daddy said, I hope I ain't letting you and Mama down too much. And I said, son, you ain't letting me and Mama down at all. You letting Prince down. I said, you don't dig ditches for a living. I said, that's your baby. Well, he said, I'm going home. I said, get your things. So he come home. And I already had him a job with Tom Bigby Fire Association through the summer months, you know, give him extra money. And so he just come back and went to work, and him and her got married. Well, he wanted to, he was going to be elected engineer. School there, but he wanted to be the engineer for Tom Bigby. Well, he'd go to school at night and working day. He'd go over to IJC. Well, he got his degree on that. So he fixed that all right. Well, they wanted him to run this bank out here. Well, he asked me, he said, what are you going to for about, Daddy? I said, son, I don't know. I said, that's Prince's. I said, no, I wouldn't say. That's your category. Well, he took that job. He went back to IJC and took banking. And I reckon if the last 3 years he went to Ole Miss, I reckon he's done maybe going to school now and taking banking.
Well, I know how he felt when I first went up to University of Alabama. Boy, tell you what, I was homesick for about the first month. But I don't know, you stay there long enough, you get used to it.
Yeah.
No, when my first year up there, I'd go home every chance I got. But you know, after I was up there a while, I just stayed. Because one thing, it was a long trip. With Tuscaloosa to Troy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about a fireplace, right above the fireplace in some houses you see a place where people keep things, you know, I don't know, just odds and ends right above the fireplace. You know what I'm talking about?
Mantle.
Mm-hmm.
Mantle.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Huh.
Just a mantle.
Just a mantle.
Not mantle board or...
Yeah, there's some people call it mantle board. Yeah.
Is that an old-fashioned word or what?
No, it's all been ever since as I've been in the world. They call it the mantle.
Mantle board means same thing.
Same thing.
What do you burn in a fireplace usually?
Wood.
How does that wood come?
You cut it. He's got to. In other words, it's the size of your fireplace. You could get some 18 inch and burn it in my grate. But it wouldn't make no fire like coal does.
Yeah.
But he's got a 2 foot fireplace. He can put him a big stick up back here at the back, then put him some little wood in there and get it started. Then put him pretty good size wood on there and he'd have fire all day.
Oh, yeah. What do you call the wood about this size, you know, great big round piece like that?
Back stick.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned the wood that you use to start it, what do you call that?
Kindling.
Kindling. You ever heard people call that anything else?
No.
You ever heard the word lighter, lightwood?
No.
Haven't heard that?
No, I don't remember I ever heard lightwood.